This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
It has been nearly 3 years since former President Donald Trump and former Governor Scott Walker broke ground on Foxconn's planned manufacturing facilities in Mount Pleasant. They made big promises about the impact Foxconn would have on every part of the state. As Corrine Hess reports, almost none of those promises have come true.
Last week, Foxconn executives announced plans to begin manufacturing electric vehicles for a California-based startup. In a joint statement, the companies boasted the collaboration will revolutionize the automotive industry, comparing themselves to Isaac Newton. It wasn't the first time Foxconn has announced an attention-grabbing partnership. In 2019, the company was going to make automated coffee kiosks. In 2020, it was ventilators. But both projects ended soon after being announced. Assembly Minority Leader Gordon Hintz is a longtime critic of Foxconn.
Everything that they've promised so far, none of it has been true, and none of it has played out.
In 2017, Foxconn claimed it would create 13,000 jobs in the state. Hintz says Wisconsin operations have appeared to be virtually non-existent.
From the beginning, the lack of transparency, the lack of honesty, and the lack of accountability from Foxconn really plagued their overall project and investment.
Since Foxconn became a known entity in Wisconsin, the company has made promises across the state. For some people, Foxconn's arrival 3 years ago brought hope for more than just a massive manufacturing campus in southeastern Wisconsin. The worldwide company's arrival here brought a dream for new technologies and new educational opportunities. In 2019, Foxconn announced it would locate its North American headquarters in downtown Milwaukee. The company promised 500 research and development employees in the city. Milwaukee's Common Council member Robert Bauman, whose district includes downtown Milwaukee, says he hasn't heard from Foxconn since the announcement. He says he was skeptical from the beginning.
But, these were the claims they were making, so they obviously were a huge employer, very large worldwide company. Maybe they knew something we didn't. Well, it turns out they didn't.
After the Milwaukee announcement, Foxconn made plans to open what the company called innovation centers in Racine, Eau Claire, Green Bay, and Madison. These would have been hubs where engineers could work and develop new technology. Foxconn bought buildings, but the workers never came. Kevin Vonk was a development director until August in Green Bay. He worked closely with Foxconn and says for a while it seemed real.
The meetings became fewer and far between. They had some staff turnover, and Green Bay just did not seem that was their top priority.
Foxconn didn't respond to requests for comment on the innovation centers or other questions. Technology and education seemed to be a top priority for the company. In August 2018, Foxconn announced plans to invest $100 million at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. University spokesman John Lucas says the company donated a total of $700,000, less than 1% of what it pledged. It went to research projects at the College of Engineering. Lucas says the university will continue to reach out to companies, including Foxconn, to see if they're interested in additional partnerships. In a statement to WPR, Foxconn representatives say market conditions have changed over the last 3 years. They say they're working with the state on a plan that will benefit Wisconsin taxpayers and give them flexibility. Last October, Racine County Supervisor Jody Spencer joined other elected officials on a tour of Foxconn's Mount Pleasant facility given by the company.
It was a massive building with, I would say, few people working. I guess, to be honest, I didn't know what was real and what was framed up for the touring.
When Foxconn was first announced, Spencer was a mail carrier in Racine. And like a lot of other people, she was doubtful that the company could live up to its promises. She says the tour didn't change her mind. Corrine Hess, Wisconsin Public Radio.